Now I know that you can say hallelujah loud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is a heavenly word.
Hallelujah 是天上的一句话.
It's one of the few words that I know in Chinese.
我懂得的很少的中文的其中一句.
Can you say it with me?
你可不可以跟我一起讲?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it again.
一起.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I think when we shout hallelujah, there's rejoicing in heaven. It's a great heavenly word. I want to thank our young brother for coming back from L.A. this morning. But my wife and I have come from a farther distance. Not this morning. A few days ago. We are so glad to be here today. We have sung together a prayer.
688
is a prayer. I want to ask you a rhetorical question. That means you're not supposed to answer it. You're not supposed to do anything. Don't shake your head. Don't nod it. Don't put your hand up. Don't do anything. I just want to ask you this. The last line of the first verse of that hymn said this. I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living word. This is my question. Don't answer. Are you seeking the Lord? Do you find your spirit and your heart are panting for Him? Like a deer that is famishing for water? This is the attitude I believe the Lord wants us to have for Him. I want to have that. And I have really enjoyed this morning earlier to see so many young people here. Well, you know that term is very relevant. Some of us are a little older and we feel young. And some of us are young and we feel kind of old. But so good to see the young people here. I have a very small beginning word for all of us. One of the reasons I say this is because we have, June and I have six granddaughters. And one of them we had with us for a little time last summer. And I hope you young people never say this. She said, I'm bored. I'm bored. Let me tell you. Ask the Lord today to give you a love for this book. I'm asking the Lord to give me a greater love for this precious book. If He gives you a love for this book, the Bible, you will never want to be without it. Isn't that true? Well, now let me ask you, all you husbands, a question. Do you love your wife? Don't answer that. Some of you already started to answer. You were eager. But if you love somebody, you want to be with them all the time, right? Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere without my wife. Everybody that knows us knows that. I never travel alone. I have two wonderful companions. The Lord. And my dear wife. And this past, in September, we went to Cuba.
过去的9月, 我去了古巴,
And the situation in our family arranged that she needed to fly back to Canada 5 days before me. To attend the wedding of our son. And I couldn't go back to Canada because I had to officiate at a wedding in Cuba. So she was away for 5 days. That was the first time in more than 40 years that we were apart. I didn't know whether I could make it. So you know that I'm thankful for my wife. And I thank the Lord for that He's a wonderful companion to us. So join me this morning. Don't wait till later, but join me now in telling the Lord in your heart, Lord, I want to have a great love for the Bible, for your word. There is not another book that compares with this. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I want to teach you a little thing right now. How many remember when Brother Frommke was here? Well, a few. Well, that's good to know. We bring you greetings from him. We talked to him on the phone a few days ago. And we visited him in October. So he said, greet everybody that knows me. When he speaks, he has this habit. When he wants you to respond, he does this. And then you're supposed to say something. You're supposed to say, Amen. Or Hallelujah. Something. Okay, so now you know. When I do this, what do you do? Wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lord. My spirit pants for thee. O live thou living word. I have this feeling deep in my heart today. God wants to reveal His Son to us. Today. He wants to give us a great hunger for Him. A great thirst for Him. A great longing for Him. Yes, He wants to give us a longing for His coming. But listen, brothers and sisters, He's here this morning. Don't misunderstand me. I want Him to come. I'm longing for Him to come. And He's going to come. Hallelujah. He's going to come. We have that promise in His Word. Did He come the first time? Yes. He fulfilled all those promises. The great promise is that He's going to come again. What a wonderful promise that is. But there's another way that He's here this morning. He's on His throne in heaven, ruling and reigning over all things, and yet He's here. He's here and He's speaking today. Oh, will you join me in saying, Lord, I want to hear what You're saying to me. Let's pray and ask Him that now. Father, we thank You so much that You are here. You have given us Your wonderful Word. You have given us this great gift of the Holy Spirit. And You are here this morning to show us these wonderful things of Christ. Here we are before You, Lord. You brought us together. And You are here. Open our eyes. Touch our spirit. Every one of us. And open the eyes of our heart. We may be able to see the Lord Jesus Christ in a greater way. We ask it all for Your glory. And we thank You in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I was really encouraged also to hear our young brother say that they were singing on their way back from L.A. this morning, singing in the car. So I want to encourage you to sing. The psalmist says, sing unto the Lord a new song. And I was reading Psalm 108, I think it was just a couple of days ago, and it said this. I think it was David. He said, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I felt, Lord, that's what I want to do. I want my heart to be fixed on singing the praises of the Lord. Amen. I don't know when it's going to happen. One day I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up in glory. And maybe they're going to have a monument on the ground where my body's been put. If you want to write something on that stone, write this. His heart was fixed. Singing the praises of the Lord. Yes, God wants. So I want to encourage us to sing. Not only here in the meeting, but everywhere. On December the 9th, 1995, was the first time that June and I went to Cuba on a mission trip. We had never been there before. We did not know one soul in Cuba. 20 years ago, the Lord has kept us. The Lord has kept the door open for us to go to Cuba. I felt in my heart to go to Cuba because I felt the Lord was stirring to find out what's happening as a revival in Cuba. We heard that there was a revival going on in Cuba. I wanted to see firsthand what's happening. But I had a desire in my heart. And if I can explain it this way. Many years ago, there was a missionary that went to China. Her name was Margaret Barber. Have you ever heard of her? Put your hand up. Yes. She has a number of her poems and hymns are in your hymn book. Margaret Barber was a woman that was wonderfully used of God. She had a great longing in her heart to see the Lord, to have the Lord come. But she went to China and she prayed. She had a prayer partner, her niece in China, that prayed with her for many years. Some people tell us that she prayed for 14 years. Others say she prayed for 10 years. She just found a place to live in a small village. She didn't travel much in China. But she prayed. And she prayed. And she prayed. This is what she prayed. You don't need to turn to it, but you can write it down. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 5. Isaiah said, at the last of that verse 5, he said, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. That is a fabulous testimony. When a man can say, I have seen the Lord, that's a great testimony. And Isaiah said in verse 1 of chapter 6, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And then he said in verse 6, in verse 5, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Margaret Barber prayed in China for 10 or 14 years for this. God, raise up men in China that have seen the King. Not with their physical eyes, with the eyes of their heart, their eyes of their spirit. She prayed that, and God answered. God raised up men in China
who had seen
the Lord, and they preached, and God worked. And one of those brothers, I believe, was Watchman Nee. And how the Lord has used him all around the world. So I want to say to all you brothers and sisters, pray this prayer for yourself and for others. Some of these young men that God touched their hearts through Margaret Barber, they said to her, you know the Lord. It's evident to us that you know the Lord. Why don't you go and preach in China? Different places. But she didn't. She stayed there and prayed. And God worked. So I remember the last time I was here sharing with you. I shared on this matter of prayer. Do you remember? Nothing can take the place of that. Today my burden is this. God wants us to see His lovely Son. He wants to reveal Him to us. And when God is able to reveal Christ in us and to us, we will never be the same. I know mostly I'm talking to believers this morning. I know that. But God wants to change us as His children. From one glory to another level of glory. From one place of strength to another place of strength. He wants to change us. So He's looking for hungry hearts. He's looking for those who are thirsty. Because sometimes He reserves giving revelation to only those who are hungry. So when we went to Cuba, this was my desire. I want to see if God is raising up anybody in Cuba that have seen the Lord. And that's been my prayer for 20 years. Oh God, raise up in Cuba. Not only men, but men and women who have seen the Lord. So whoever you are today, however young or old, don't count yourself out. Don't discount yourself. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I'm here. I'm here for you. I want you to give me revelation. The hymn that we sang, Break Thou the Bread of Life. Well, there are still a few people in the earth who are alive today who remember Brother Sparks. And we have met one of them, and he shared with me this. That song was one of Brother Sparks' favorite songs. Oh God, break the bread of life to us today. So this is my desire for Cuba. But this morning, this is my desire for you.
I have
this in my heart.
Oh
God,
Son,
raise up in San Francisco.
San Francisco
and not only in this big city,
唔单止喺呢个大城市里边，
喺
神的家当中，
兴
起弟兄同埋姊妹。我哋嘅眼能够见到大君王，
万
军之耶和华。
Now, I ask you another rhetorical question.
我问你另外一个思想分析嘅问题。
Don't respond to me.
唔需要回答。
Respond in your heart.
喺你嘅心里边自己答。
God is looking in our hearts at this moment.
神喺度察看我哋嘅心。
So in your heart.
喺我哋嘅心里边。
Tell the Lord.
话俾神听。
Lord, I'm a candidate for that.
主啊，我实在愿意成为当中一位。
I want that.
我要一个。
I want to see the Lord Jesus Christ.
我要得着看见主耶稣。
Father, would you have mercy on me?
神啊，怜悯我。
And reveal Christ to me.
将基督向我启示
Even today.
在今天
So my desire is I want to make you hungry.
我想要你对主更大的渴慕
I want to make you thirsty.
我想要你渴慕主
For the living bread and the living water.
为着去活泼神的道
I'd like to ask you to turn in your Bibles.
请你翻去圣经
To Romans chapter 6.
在罗马书第六章
I don't know how I can say all that I want to say this morning in such a short time.
我唔知道喺短短嘅時間內，我要交通咁多嘢能唔能夠。
I want to share with you this morning two keys.
我願意今朝早上為大家分享兩條嘅鎖匙。
Two keys that are vital for our spiritual growth.
兩條嘅鎖匙係喺我哋屬靈生命長進中係好重要嘅。
Have you ever lost your keys?
有冇人唔見過鎖匙
？Put your hand up if you've ever lost your keys.
你舉一舉手，如果你唔見過鎖匙。
Almost everybody.
個差唔多個個人。
You lock them in the car.
你鎖咗喺車入邊。
Oh, and when the door shut, you knew it, and you were so upset with yourself.
當到門一閂嘅時候咧，哎呀
！What am I going to do?
點樣做咧
？I've lost my keys.
哎呀，漏咗條鎖匙。
I've locked them in the car.
漏咗喺個車入邊。
So you know how important keys are.
你知道鎖匙嘅重要性。
One day, a number of years ago, my wife and I locked ourselves in a little cubicle.With a concrete roof and a concrete floor, and the door was locked and the gate was locked.
喺好多年前，我同我嘅太太喺一个石屎嘅屋仔里边锁住咗喺入边，困咗喺入边。
And the owner of the apartment, I think he was walking back to his other place.
嗰个业主就走开咗啦。
And I started to shout.
咁我就大嗌啦。
Eliseo, Eliseo, and he heard me.
Eliseo, 咁佢就听到我，佢竟然。
And he came and He rigged up a long stick with a wire on the end of it.
佢攞咗支棍，又有啲鐵線。
And the side window was open. We couldn't get out the window, but he went to the window and he saw the key and he reached in and hooked the key and pulled it out.
喺側邊個窗度掉咗條鎖匙入嚟喎。
And unlocked the door.
咁樣就我哋就開咗鎖。
What a relief!
哇，我就
So you know how important keys are.
我哋知道鎖匙嘅重要性。
So I'm going to share with you what I believe are two vital keys.
所以我今朝早上願意分享兩條重要嘅鎖匙。
I cannot give you these keys.
我唔能夠將條鎖匙俾你。
You cannot give them to anybody else.
你亦都唔可以俾人。
But I can endeavor to point you to them in the scriptures.
我能夠提點呢條鎖匙係乜嘢。
And make you hungry for them.
你就要有一個渴慕要得着。
So that you will want these keys.
你自己要得着呢條鎖匙。
I believe it's very important.
係好重要。
I'm going to borrow a phrase from Brother Sparks.
我願意借一句嘅史巴克弟兄嘅話。
Brother Sparks said this.
史巴克弟兄話。
Are you listening?
你係咪聽緊咧
？Are you listening?
你係咪聽緊啊
？Nobody sleeping?
冇人瞓覺啊嘛。
Okay, you're listening.
你係聽緊。
Listen.
聽住。
Personal, life-changing, divine revelation is very rare.
个人嘅神向我哋启示与我哋生命嘅改变，呢个系非常之稀少嘅事。
Sometimes when we hear about something that's rare, we want it.
有时我哋听见哇有稀少嘅事，
Before it runs out,
我哋就要快啲去抢啦，抢住要啦。
That's my burden.
呢个就系我嘅负担。
Personal, life-changing, divine revelation of Christ.
个人嘅基督向我哋嘅启示，要我哋生命改变。
I cannot give it to you.
我唔能够咁样俾你。
You cannot give it to me.
你唔能够俾我。
God reserves the right to give it.
神有一个权利要俾我哋。
Does he want to give it?
佢想唔想俾我哋
？Yes，
当然啦。
He has great pleasure in revealing his son to us。
佢实在何等嘅愿意将佢爱子启示俾我哋。
So one of the keys is in Romans chapter 6.
第一條鎖匙喺羅馬書第六章。
We're going to read verses 3 to 11.
我哋第羅馬書讀第六章第三至到十一節。
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
岂不知我們這受洗歸入基督耶穌的人是受洗歸入他的死嗎？
Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
所以我們藉著洗禮歸入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我們一舉一動有新生的樣式，像基督藉著父神的榮耀從死裡復活一樣。
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我們若在他死的形狀上與他聯合，也要在他復活的形狀上與他聯合。
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be annulled or put out of practice, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
因為知道我們的舊人和他同釘十字架，使罪身滅絕，叫我們不再作罪的奴仆。
For he that has died has been freed from sin.
因為已死的人已是脫離了罪。
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
我們若是與基督同死，就信必與他同活。
Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him.
因為知道基督既從死裡復活，就不再死，死也不再作他的主了。
For in that he died unto sin once, in that he liveth, but in that he liveth unto God.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次，他活是向神活着。
Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里当看自己是活的。
Romans 6 is a great chapter in the Bible.
罗马书第六章我点样讲咧？系一个非常美好嘅一章圣经。
I hesitate to say that in case you think the other chapters in the Bible are not so great.
我唔能够完全嘅发表出嚟，因为我唔想你觉得其他嘅章嘅圣经唔系咁好。
The whole Word of God is great.
成本嘅圣经都系非常好。
But there is a key here in Romans 6.
但系喺度有一条锁匙。
And one dear brother, if I mentioned his name this morning, you would know right away who I'm talking.
有个亲爱嘅弟兄，如果我讲俾你听佢嘅名，你一定。
I heard this about him.
我曾經聽過佢。
A young brother came to him one day and said this.
有個年輕嘅弟兄去揾呢個弟兄咁樣問。
I want to grow in the Lord.
我想喺主裏邊嚟成長。
I want to go on with God.
我想要喺主裏邊成長。
What should I do?
我要點樣做咧？
And this brother said.
呢一個弟兄咁講。
Read Romans 6 100 times.
你要讀羅馬書第六章100次。
I have here.
我喺呢度。
One chapter, one small chapter of a small book.
有一個一章喺本屬靈書嘅一章裏面出咗嚟喺度。
I'm not going to read it.
我唔會讀俾你睇。
I know it takes more time when I have a translator, so I have to be careful.
我有翻譯，所以會花好多時間。
But in this chapter, this is chapter 8 in a little book called Principles of Spiritual Growth.
呢本書叫做《屬靈成長嘅原則》嘅第八章喺嗰度。
And this is the testimony of 16 men and women who God used in the past.Speaking about the tremendous necessity of our understanding Romans 6.
喺嗰一章裏邊係記載咗16個神重用嘅仆人，佢對羅馬書第六章作嘅見證。
Let me just read you some of their names.
我讀一讀啲名俾你聽。
I'll try to read the ones you will recognize.
讀一啲係你識得嘅。
Andrew Murray.
莫安德烈。
Hudson Taylor.
戴德生。
Ruth Paxson.
Ruth Paxson.
Watchman Nee.
艾托星。
T. Austin Sparks.
史柏克。
Jesse Penn Lewis.
賓諾亦斯姆。
That's just a few of them.
依個係幾個其中。
And they say in that little book that it's absolutely necessary that we have a divine revelation of Romans 6 if we're going to grow in the Lord.
哦，佢哋全部都喺嗰本書度講，我哋一定要喺羅馬書第六章接受到神嘅啟示，如果我哋需要成長嘅話。
So I want to just point out as you're looking at your Bible in Romans 6.
我願意喺點出幾個點。
You will notice in verse 3 it begins with no.
第三節你會見到佢話豈不知。
Verse 6 begins with knowing.
第六節話因為知道。
And verse 9 also begins with knowing.
第九節因為知道。
So we can understand even from these three words in this few verses, there's something God wants us to know.
因为呢三句嘅字，我哋就知道神需要我哋知道一啲嘢。
There's something He wants to reveal to us.
神需要我哋向我哋启示一啲嘢。
We will have to get hungry and thirsty for Him to reveal it to us.
我哋需要看去对住有一个渴慕，先至能够得着。
Romans 6 teaches us of our union with Christ.
罗马书第六章讲到我哋对基督嘅一个联合。
When we were saved, we were united with the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我哋得救嘅时候，我哋已经与基督联合啦。
We were joined to Him.
我哋系同佢系合一。
Well, one hymn writer said, "Indissolubly joined." That's a hard word. Joined so that we cannot be separated.
有一个写诗嘅人话佢哋呢个联合系唔能够分开嘅。
And Paul tells us, I think in Corinthians, "He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit."
当我哋同主联合嘅时候，就系一个灵。
So I come to remind you this morning. Do you belong to the Lord?
我哋愿意提示一下，
Are you saved?
我哋系咪属于神呢？
Are you born again?
我系咪得救呢？
Then you are united with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋就已经同主耶稣基督联合咗啦。
You are one with Him.
我哋同主耶稣基督系一嘅。
Not only one with Him, but one with one another.
唔单止同主系一，我哋同弟兄姊妹都系一。
Would you not agree with me that this is a great miracle?
你同唔同意呢个系奇迹呢？
Only God could do this.
只系神可以咁样做。
But here's one of the amazing things.
但有另外一样嘅奇妙嘅事情。
God is not restricted by time.
神从来佢唔受时间嘅限制之下。
We live our lives and function in time.
我哋系受时间嘅限制。
Not God.
但系神唔受时间限制。
God is beyond time.
神系越过时间嘅。
So He's able to put us in Christ.
所以神能够将我哋放喺主基督嘅里边。
2,000 years ago.
喺2,000年前。
That's what He did.
佢就咁样成就咗啦。
When we were born again, God put us in Christ.
当我哋重生嘅时候，神就将我哋放喺基督里边。
And then Christ went to the cross.
然后基督就上咗十字架。
When He died,
当基督死嘅时候
，I died.
我就死咗啦。
And you died.
你都死咗啦。阿门。
It's the truth. Amen.
呢个系真理。
This is a fact.
呢个系一个事实。
It's a fact in heaven.
系一个喺天上嘅事实。
And a fact here on earth.
在地上也是一个事实。
We've been united with the Lord.
我们已经与基督联合了。
In His death, burial, resurrection, and ascension.
同死、同埋葬、同复活、同升天。
This is what Romans 6 wants to teach us.
这个就是罗马书六章想教导我们的。
We have been united with Him in his death.
我们已经与基督同死。
So he said, so Paul says in verse 6,
在第六节，保罗这样说，
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him,that the body of sin might be annulled, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再作罪的奴仆。
I have some good news for all of us this morning.
我今早有一个非常好的信息。
The old man in you has been put in the grave.
这个旧人已经被埋葬了。
He's been crucified.
已经被钉死了。
Has died.
死了。
And we're now living in the new creation.
我们现在在一个新的生命里面活着。
How many creations have there been?
有几多个新嘅生命呢？
Well, if you don't know the Lord, you may say only one.
如果你唔识认识主咧，你可能知道会系一个。
There's two.
其实系有两个。
That first creation under Adam.
第一个创造喺亚当里边。
And now this new creation under the last Adam.
第二个创造喺最后嘅亚当里边。
And Paul tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he is in the new creation.
若有人在基督里，佢就系新造嘅人。
So amazingly.
实在奇妙啊！
God put us in Christ.
神将我哋摆喺基督里
边。He went to the cross.
佢去咗十字架。
He died.
受钉，被钉死。
And we were in Him.
我哋就被包括在其中。
And we died.
我哋都同死，与佢同死。
But I thank God. It doesn't stop there.
感谢神，但我哋唔喺嗰度停着。
After 3 days, He burst forth from that tomb.
第三日，佢复活啦。
And we were in Him.
我哋亦都与佢同复活。
We were raised from the dead.
我哋都跟佢一同复活。
And then when He ascended, we ascended with Him.
当主升天嘅时候，我哋都被包括埋喺里边，喺里边。
So this is an amazing thing.
实在系奇妙嘅。
Here we are sitting there this morning.
我哋今日坐喺呢度。
And yet we are seated with Him in heavenly places.
我哋系喺天上同佢哋一齐坐着。
Our understanding of this is so vital in our spirit.
哦， 这个是对我们灵里面的认识是非常重要。
I want to give you a little short testimony, if I can, of Brother Watchman Nee.
我想在这里跟你分享一个是托星弟兄的见证。
He was having a problem with sin in his life.
他在他的生命中为着罪来挣扎。
And he went to the brothers and asked them what he should do.
他去一个弟兄面前问他，我要怎样做呢？
And they said, read Romans 6:11.
他就说，哦，你要读罗马书第六章十一节。
He read Romans 6:11.
他就读罗马书六章十一
节。It says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里当看自己是活的。
And his testimony was,
他的见证就是这样。
The more I reckon myself dead, the more alive unto sin I really was.
当我成日当看自己的时候，哇，我就觉得我向罪是活着的。
He said, I couldn't get at it. I couldn't get the answer.
我不能够找到答案。
So he got desperate before the Lord.
咁他就在那里挣扎着。
And he began to seek the Lord.
他就去寻求神。
And he told the Lord.
他告诉主听。
He said, I'm not preaching anymore.
我不会再去传道了。
I'm not going to do anything more for you until this becomes clear to me. Because he said, the more I reckon myself, to reckon means to count on something.
当你说当看就是你算。
So he said, the more I reckon, the more alive unto sin I really was.
我看着算我自己死的时候，我就更活。
So I think for a number of months he did not preach.
所以第一，他就停止了讲道。
And one day, this is his testimony. One day he was reading the Bible.
有一天他在那读圣经的时候。
He was reading in Romans 6.
他就读罗马书第六章。
And God revealed to him that when Jesus Christ died, he was in him.
神启示向他启示，当主耶稣受死的时候，他就同他一起同死。
And God directed him not from Romans 6:11 back to Romans 6:6.
他在罗马书十一节，跟住去翻六节。
Romans 6 says, knowing this,
因为知道,
that our old man was crucified with him.
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Well, let me ask you, brothers and sisters, do you know that?
弟兄姊妹们，我问一问你，你知不知道呢?
I'm here to tell you this morning, the old man in you, whoever you are, was nailed to the cross.
我愿意告诉你们，你的旧人，无论是怎样的旧人，你都已经与他同死。
And you died.
已经。
And I died.
你又死，我又死。
And when God revealed this to Brother Watchman Nee,
就好像神向魏托星弟兄启示一样。
He said he wanted to go through the streets of Shanghai and shouted that he was dead.
他的见证话，他当时想去上海的街上面嚟呼喊呢个嘅事实。
So he went down to the kitchen.
咁佢就去楼下去咗个厨房嗰度。
Where he was staying when this happened to him.
佢就系住喺嗰个地方。
There was a young man working in the kitchen.
有个年轻人喺厨房度做紧嘢。
And he took him by the shoulders.
他就摸他的膊头。
And he said, did you know that I died?
你知不知道我死了?
He said,
他说,
the young man looked a bit startled.
哇，那个年轻人说, 啊，这样?
And rightly so.
当然他是很惊讶了。
But did you know that Jesus Christ died?
但你知不知道耶稣基督死了?
And if he died, I died in him.
如果耶稣基督上十字架死了，我都跟他一同死。
It was a great revelation for our brother Watchman.
是一个极大的启示。
God wants to give us a divine revelation of this key in Romans 6.
神愿意俾我呢个启示喺罗马书第六章
verse 6.
第六节
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him.
因为知道我们嘅旧人和他同钉十字架。
When did it happen for you?
对于你嚟讲系几时嘅
事？ Well, when did it happen for me?
对于我来讲是几时呢?
It happened for me when Jesus Christ died on the cross.
当主耶稣上十字架为我们钉死的时候，就在那时了。
Because God put me in him.
因为神将我放在基督里。
Because God's not restricted in time, he can do that.
因为神不是被时间限制住，他可以这样做。
So that's my desire to get you hungry for that key.
这个就是我愿意第一条锁匙使你产生的一个渴慕。
Let's look at just a few more scriptures.
我们看多几处的圣经。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节。
But of God are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
但你们得着基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
How did we get in?
我们怎样入门呢？
You cannot struggle to get in.
你不能够挣扎着入门。
Your struggling will get you nowhere.
你如果挣扎是去不到任何的地方。
There's no need for us to struggle and say, Lord, crucify me.
我们不需要挣扎说，主啊，你将我再钉过了。
No.
不需要的。
And brothers and sisters, you cannot crucify yourself.
我们不能够将自己钉死。
Even if you think you could,
你以为你能够，
you know, you may be able to drive one nail in.
可能你打入一粒钉，
and the ones in your feet.
一粒在脚上，
but you can't do this one.
但另外一只手不，
and there's no need to do it.
是不需要的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it's already been done.
因为神已经作了。
So what do we need?
那我们需要什么呢？
We need a divine revelation of this great fact.
我们需要神向我们启示一样东
西。A personal divine revelation of this great fact.
个人的向你启示这个事实。
God wants to give it to us.
神愿意将个锁匙嚟俾我。
But He waits till we're hungry.
但系佢系等住我哋要依一个，渴慕依一个。
Turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
These verses were mentioned in our Sunday school this morning. 2 Corinthians verse 4, chapter 5, and verse 14 and verse 17.
第五章临后五章十五节同埋十七节。
Verse 14, For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead.
第十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And verse 17,
第十七节，
Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
God has put us in Christ.
神将我们放在基督里。
And Christ went to the cross.
基督被钉在十字架上。
And this whole creation was put into death through Christ.
这个创造将我们包括在里面，已经被钉在十字架上。
On that great day when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
在这个那一重大的日子里面。
The old creation died.
旧的创造都被同钉在十字架上。
And 3 days later, when he was raised from the dead,
在第三日复活的时候，
the new creation was born.
新的创造就诞生了。
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. We're a new creation.
在基督里，他就是新造的人。
This is an eternal fact about every true believer in Christ.
这是一个属灵永远的事实，对于我们在座每一个。
But the value of it for us in this life is in its revelation.
但是在我们今生的这个事实，对于我们的价值。
If we never see anything about this, it's still a fact in heaven.
是在于启示。如果不是，这个事实留在天上面。
But the value for us comes with its revelation.
但是这个价值是在于我们。
That's the key.
看不看到这个启示。
God wants to give us this revelation.
这就是这条锁匙了。
Only He can do that.
神是可以将这个来启示给我们。
Pray that you'll be hungry for that great revelation.
我实在愿意弟兄姊妹为着这个来渴慕。
God put us in Christ.
神将我们放在基督里面。
And in John 15, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us a command.
在约翰福音第十五章，主耶稣对我们这么说。
Yes, this is a command.
这个是一个的吩咐。
He says,
他说，
Abide in me.
住在我的里面。
He doesn't say try to get in me.
他不是说你尝试入来。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you're already in.
因为你已经在他里面。
If you're saved,
如果你得救的话，
How'd you get in?
你怎样入门呢？
God put you in.
因为神摆你在那里。
Now the Lord Jesus said, Abide in me.
主耶稣说，留在，住在里面。
Stay where I put you.
住在我摆你在那里的地方。
And that wonderful command is so important in our Christian life.
哦，这个是何特对我们的属灵生命何等重要的吩咐。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because many times, if we go by feelings, we don't feel like we're there.
因为我们每一次凭着感觉的时候，我们就感觉不到。
When I sin, maybe when I treat my wife badly or something, I don't feel like I'm dead.
当我犯罪的时候，或者我对老婆不好的时候，我就觉得非常之不好。
I feel like that old man in me is very much alive.
我觉得那个旧人在里面很活跃。
So what am I going to believe?
那我要信什么呢？
Do I get frustrated and say, oh, it doesn't work?
我哋就挣扎话，哦，都唔得嘅。
No，
唔系。
The Holy Spirit reminds me。
圣灵提醒我哋。
You're in Christ。
你已经喺基督里面。
Stay there。
住喺里面。
And if you've sinned，
如果你
confess your sin，
如果你犯罪嘅，你就认罪啦。
Go to the Lord，
去主面前
admit it，
认罪啦。
And ask him to cleanse you。
求主洗净我哋。
His precious blood will cleanse you。
靠住佢宝血嚟洗净我哋。
And keep us clean。
保持我哋系洁净嘅。
The enemy comes to us and says you're not in Christ。
哦，仇敌你话哦，你唔喺基督里边。
So Jesus said。
但系主耶稣话。
This is a command。
呢个系个吩咐。
Abide in me。
常住在我里面。
So tell the Lord 1,000 times a day。
话俾主耶稣听1,000次每日。
Father, thank you. You put me in Christ。
我感谢你，你将我放喺基督里边。
I want to stay there。
我要住喺佢里面。
And ask God to give us this great revelation。
求神俾向我哋有呢个嘅启示。
All of us need it。
我哋每一个都需要。
I want to speak to you for a few minutes on the second key。
我愿意继续嘅讲第二条锁匙。
Yeah, we'll have to look at a few other scriptures。
我哋继续嘅翻开圣经。
One in second, no, First Thessalonians。
帖撒罗尼加前书
First Thessalonians chapter 5
帖前第五章
Just read one verse, verse 23
第五章二十三节
1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Now turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And 12 and 13.
希伯来书第四章第十二同埋十三节。
For the word of God is quick or living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。
You will notice in these two verses of scripture that I read，
在这两处圣经节里面
，They mention spirit and soul，
他讲到灵与魂
，and spirit, soul and body，
灵与魂同埋身体。
This is a key，
这个就是另外一条锁匙
to our spiritual growth，
对于我哋属灵嘅成长嘅另外一条锁匙。
Recognizing by the Holy Spirit。With divine revelation, this tremendous key.
认识圣灵藉着我哋嘅灵向我哋启示。
My wife and I were raised from young children in an evangelical denomination in Canada.
我与我嘅妻子系喺加拿大嘅时候一个全福音嘅聚会嘅地方成长。
And as far as I remember, this denomination teaches that we are a dichotomy.
这个宗派教导我们人呢是两部分组成的。
A dichotomy is something made up of two parts.
是两部分组成的。
So they believe that spirit and soul are one.
他们认为灵与魂是一样东
西。And the body.
另外第二样东西就是身体。
But in 1975,The Lord began to speak to me and deal with me in my spirit.
1975年，神就开始对付我，向我说话喺我灵里边。
And began to show me that we are not a dichotomy.
向我指示，原来人唔系两部分组成嘅。
We are a trichotomy.
系三部分组成嘅。
Spirit,
灵
soul,
魂
and body,
身体。
Now, in your minds, if you can go with me back to the book of Genesis.
嗱，我哋如果去想一想去创世纪嘅时候。
Now, don't turn there. But just in your mind.
唔需要翻开圣经，你谂就咁思想。
Remember what happened?
你记唔记得发生咩事
？God created man.
神創造人
put him in this beautiful garden,
放在园子里面
and said, you can eat anything in the garden except for one tree.
你们可以在园子里面吃任何的东西但是除了一棵树以外
Now I think close to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was another wonderful tree called the tree of life.
我知道在生命是知识分别善恶树隔离有一棵生命树。
So I believe that God was saying to man, "You can eat of the tree of life."
神对人讲，你可以去食呢一棵生命树。
But don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但系千万唔好去取生命善恶树嘅果，分别善恶树嘅果子。
That was a command.
呢个就系吩咐。
Well, we know what happened.
我哋知道发生咗咩事。
Adam and Eve didn't. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
亚当同夏娃就食咗分别善恶树嘅果子。
And God put them out of the garden.
神就将他们在园子里赶出去。
So they would not be able at that point to eat of the tree of life.
在那个时候他不能够翻转头去吃生命树。
God said, the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die.
当你吃那棵树的果子的时候你就必定死。
We know they did not die physically.
我知道他们在身体上没有死。
They lived hundreds of years and bore many children.
哦他们还继续活了好几百年还有很多生儿育女。
Something happened to their spirit.
但在他们灵里面发生了一些事。
Their spirit shrunk so much and almost died so they could not have any fellowship with God.
他们的灵收缩到差不多死那么滞他就与神毫无交通。
And their soul life was expanded.
但是他们的魂的生命就扩大了。
Remember the devil came to them and said,
记不记得撒旦向他们这样说
Hath God said,
神不是这样说吗
He knows if you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll begin to know things like he knows them, he knows that.
神就知道如果你吃那棵分别善恶树的时候你就会好像神这样的了。
They disobeyed God.
咁結果佢哋就冇聽神嘅話。
And their soul life was enlarged.
佢哋嘅魂嘅生命就擴大啦。
What is our soul life?
咩係魂嘅生命呢
？Our intellect.
我哋嘅心思。
Our will.
意志。
And our emotions.
情感。
That was expanded and enlarged out of proportion to what God wanted.
嗰一方面就擴張到咧，唔係神所要嘅。
And their soul life smothered their spiritual life.
结果魂的生命就越过了遮盖了灵的生命。
Now, I want to tell you this.
我想这样跟大家分享。
When God says he wants to divide between spirit and soul,
当神说要将灵与魂分开的时候
he does not want to annihilate our soul.
他不是要除灭我们魂的生命 no, 不是。
He does not kill our emotions.
他不是想除灭我们的情感。
He does not destroy our will.
他不是想除灭我们的意志。
He does not destroy our mind, our intellect.
不是想除灭我们的心思。
But he wants all these faculties of our soul to be brought under the government of the Holy Spirit in union with our spirit.
但是他想我们在魂生命的这几个方面能够 在我们的灵藉着圣灵的管治之下。
So man is out of proportion as far as what God wants him to be.
结果人魂的生命就扩大就不是神所要的。
So God says, I can use my word like a sharp two-edged sword to separate between spirit and soul.
神在这里就说我要用我的话来分开灵和魂。
Why is this important?
为什么这是重要呢?
Why is this a key?
为什么这是锁匙呢?
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵来的。
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们敬拜神需要用灵和诚实。
So we need this work, each one of us, we need this key in our lives.To separate spirit from soul so that we can recognize what is truly spiritual and what is not, what is of the soul.
我们实在在属灵的生命中当中需要这条锁匙所以我们能够分辨什么是出于灵什么是出于魂。
So there's a little phrase in Psalm 23 that says this.
在诗篇23节有一句这么说。
David said,
大卫说,
He restoreth my soul.
你使我的魂苏醒。
God does not want to annihilate our soul.
神不是愿意除灭我们的魂。
He wants to restore it to the place that he has for it under the government of the Holy Spirit with our spirit.
他愿意我们的魂的生命能够苏醒过来接受圣灵藉着灵的管治。
Only God can do this.
只是神能够这样做。
I've tried to show you today about two keys that only God can give us.
我愿意在这里说明这两条的锁匙神要启示给我们。
Maybe when I read Romans 6 or even this part in Hebrews and Thessalonians, maybe you said, I know that. I know that.
可能我哋读罗马书、希伯来书贴前嘅时候，哦，你话你心里边话，我都知道呢啲啦。
Let me encourage you this morning.
我愿意嚟鼓励你。
Don't be too easily satisfied when it comes to the things of God.
唔好喺属灵嘅事情上咁易得着满足。
God wants us to have a seeking heart.
神愿意我哋有一个对佢有一个渴慕嘅心。
A heart that longs for Him and that pants for Him, like we sang in that song.
一个恋慕佢嘅心，好似嗰首诗歌唱咁样。
Turn to Hebrews 11 for a moment.
我哋去希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11 and verse 6.
希伯来书第十一章第六节。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
神是一个对于努力寻求佢嘅人，佢系一个赏赐者。
I believe that we can say also that God is not a rewarder in the same way of those who do not diligently seek Him.
反面嚟讲，如果我哋冇努力去寻求佢，主就唔会赏赐我哋。
Yes, He has given us this great salvation.
冇错，主系俾呢个极大嘅救恩俾我哋。
And our salvation is free.
我哋嘅救恩系唔需要付代价嘅。
He paid the price for that.
因为佢付咗个代价。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, wonderful, glorious salvation.
感謝主。
But then he wants us to grow.
但佢想我哋繼續長進。
So one brother said this.
有一個弟兄咁樣講。
Yes, God invites us freely to come to His table to eat.
冇錯，主係唔需要我哋付任何代價嚟到佢嘅桌子面前。
But once we're at the table, He wants to teach us some table manners.
但係我哋去到佢嘅桌子面前，佢要教導我哋嚟到桌子面前嘅規矩。
He wants us to grow.
佢想我哋成長，
so he looks for those hearts that are seeking him.
所以佢就喺度尋求、渴慕、有一啲對渴慕嘅人。
He wants to reward them specially.
佢想特別嘅嚟賞賜佢哋。
Like just like this verse says.
好似呢一節咁講。
He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
佢係對於嗰啲努力尋求佢嘅人，佢係一個賞賜者。
In Luke's Gospel chapter 15, we have a some parables the Lord Jesus gave.
在路加福音十五章有主耶稣的几个比喻。
About three people.
有三个人。
A shepherd.
有一个牧羊的人。
A woman.
有一个女人。
And a lost son.
同埋一个浪子。
You know the story.
你知道这个故事了。
The first one is about the shepherd.
第一个就是讲这个牧羊的人。
He had 100 sheep.
他有一百只羊。
And one day, as he counted the sheep,
有一天他数这些羊的时候。
Only 99.
哎呀，得回99只。
Well, he felt an emergency.
佢就覺得好緊急啦。
I have to do something.
我要做啲嘢。
To find that one.
我要揾翻嗰只翻嚟。
So he put the other 99 in a safe place and he went off hunting.
咁佢就放低咗99只喺安全嘅地方，就去揾嗰一只。
Diligently seeking.
就係努力嘅去尋找。
And he found the sheep.
佢就揾到啦。
What did he do?
佢跟住點咧
？Called his neighbors together.
哦，佢就叫佢嗰啲鄰居嚟啦。
I'm so happy I can't rejoice by myself. I need others.
我實在好喜樂，要同你一齊分享。
And they had a party.
咁佢就好開心喺嗰度。
The second story is about a woman.
第二個比喻就係依個女人。
There's a reason why the scripture says it's a woman.
有一個原因點解話係依個女人
？Because women are able to find things that sometimes the men cannot find.
因為依個婦人能夠揾到啲男人揾唔到嘅嘢。
Amazingly, this woman had 10 coins.
这个妇人有十块钱。
And she lost one.
失落了一块。
Now, if it was me,
如果是我呢?
Because I think I have some kind of a head can invest, I would say I still have 90%.
哦，我可能会想，哎，我还有九块啫。
I'm not doing too bad.
九块都挺好。
Not this woman.
但这个妇人不是这样。
She turned the house upside down.
哇，她将间屋来反转。
I'm sure of it.
我一定知道。
Well, the scripture says she swept the floor.
经文话佢扫地。
And she didn't give up.
佢系冇放弃。
Whenever I can't find something in our home,
当我喺屋企揾唔到嘢嘅时候
，I get my help me to help me.
我叫我太太帮手。
And she can usually find it.
佢多数都能够揾到。
That's why I know it was a woman.
我知道系，所以我知道系妇人。
Did she give up?
佢有冇放弃咧
？No.
冇放弃。
She found the coin.
佢揾到啦。
Diligently seeking.
细细嘅找。
Brothers and sisters,
啊、弟兄姊妹
this is the way God wants us to be about these keys.
神就要我哋咁样找寻找呢啲锁匙
about our growth in Him.
寻找呢啲我哋点样令到我哋属灵生命长进
God loves babies.
神系好喜悦，好中意呢 B B 仔
Everybody loves a baby.
所有人都中意 B B 仔
Just stand in a group and somebody will bring a baby, and oh, everybody's wow, look at this.
如果你聚集有人抱一个 B B 喺你当中
yeah, I want to hold the baby.
啊，个人都想抱
I hope it doesn't cry.
我希望佢唔喊
We love the baby.
我哋好中意 baby.
But I'm glad our sons did not stay babies.
但我就感謝我嘅兒子，佢唔再係 B B.
So God wants us to grow up.
主願意我哋成長。
There is a great blessing for diligently seeking the Lord.
哦，我哋當我哋努力尋找神嘅時候，有一個極大嘅獎賞。
The psalmist told us something about that blessing in Psalm 119, verse 2.
詩篇一百一十九篇咁樣話俾我哋聽。
Let's just remind ourselves this morning of David.
我哋利用大卫嚟提醒我哋。
In Psalm 27,
喺诗篇二十七章
verse 4,
第四节
，He said this.
佢咁样讲。
One thing have I desired of the Lord.
有一件事我曾求问耶和
华。That will I seek after.
我曾经咁样求问过耶和华。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
我要寻求佢，我一生一世要住在耶和华嘅殿中。
Why?
点解咧？
That I may behold the beauty of the Lord.
能够瞻仰佢嘅荣美。
God put that in David's heart.
神将呢个渴慕摆喺大卫嘅心里面。
I want to behold the Lord.
我愿意去瞻仰佢嘅荣美。
So, when David says one thing have I desired of the Lord,
大卫话有一件事嘅时候
，it means he had to put many other things away.
个意思就系佢将所有其他所有嘅嘢都放埋一边。
Many other things that absorbed his time.
所有其他嘅嘢要夺去佢嘅时间。
So that he could give himself to the seeking the Lord.
所以佢就唯一嘅一件事嚟专注。
In that same chapter 27 of Psalm verse 8, he says this.
第八节咁样讲，廿二十七篇。
He's talking to the Lord.
佢咁样向主讲。
And he said to the Lord.
佢咁样同主讲。
When you said, Lord, when you said, seek my face, my heart said, Thy face will I seek.
主啊，当你话我要叫我寻求你嘅面嘅时候，我就回答神啊，我愿意你，我要嚟寻求你嘅面。
I hope that I've been able to stir you this morning to have this kind of desire.
我愿意能够挑旺喺我哋里边对主嘅呢一个嘅渴慕。
I have no doubt that God will meet us, each one of us, if we diligently seek Him.
如果我哋每一个系努力嘅寻求神，我知道神一定会嚟赏赐我哋。
We tell Him we have to have these keys.
我哋需要呢啲嘅锁匙。
Turn with me to a closing prayer.
我哋去呢一个最后嘅祷告里边。
Psalm 119.
詩篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119 verses 17 and 18。
詩篇一百一十九篇第十七至到十八節。
This is a prayer。
呢一個係一個禱告。
The psalmist is speaking to the Lord。
这个诗人是向神这样祷告。
And he says this.
他这样说。
Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
求你用厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活，我就遵守你的话。求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Now if you have your Chinese Bible open to this portion,
如果你的中文圣经打开了，
I would like our translator to read it with you in unison all together. Verses 17 and 18.
我们愿意用中文一起的大家读十七同埋第十八节。预备。好。求你用口音待你的仆人使我存活。我就遵守你的话。求你开我的眼睛使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Okay, I'd like to close in prayer.
我愿意祷告。
Father, again, we want to thank you for giving us your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
父，实在我哋为你俾你我哋你嘅爱子，我哋感谢你。
What a treasure we have in these earthen vessels!
哦，实在系喺我哋何等嘅宝贝藏在瓦器里。
We thank you for your word.
感谢你对我哋说嘅话。
We thank you for this gift of the Holy Spirit.
感谢你赐俾我哋嘅圣灵。
Bless your word to every one of us.
对你嘅话祝福。
I do pray that we would all be challenged.
我愿意我哋每一个都受到激励，
to seek you diligently,
实在愿意作一个努力寻求你嘅人。
Knowing that you want to raise up right here in this house of God in San Francisco.
知道喺三藩市神的家，你要兴起一班人。
Men and women whose eyes have seen the King.
弟兄同埋姊妹，眼系要看见大君王。
Do it for your glory.
将为着你嘅荣耀做呢件事。
We thank you and we ask it in your mighty name, Lord Jesus.
感谢主，奉主耶稣荣耀嘅名。
Amen.